BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. A new report says about 15,000 people a day are being forced to flee their homes in African conflict and disaster zones. Figures show that more than 12 million people in Africa are internally displaced. Nearly 4 million left their homes last year. Britain's most prestigious contemporary art award, the Turner Prize, has been won by an art professor who was born in Zanzibar, Labena Habib. Judges praised her work, which explores the African diaspora and black creativity. Professor Himid is the first black woman and the oldest person to win the award. Scientists at Oxford University have carried out the first radiocarbon dating of a fragment of bone claimed to be from St. Nicholas, believed to be the inspiration for Father Christmas. Their findings revealed that the bone was 1,700 years old, matching the era of the saint's life. Sean Coughlin has the story.
Relics of St. Nicholas have been venerated in churches since at least the 11th century, and his popularity meant that hundreds of bones are claimed to have come from the Christmas saint. This fragment of pelvis, tested at the University of Oxford, had come from a church in France, and Professor Tom Higham said many such relics turn out to be not nearly as old as claimed. But researchers were taken aback when test results showed that the bone really was from the era of St. Nicholas, almost 1,700 years ago. Although there's no definite proof, Professor Higham said it was possible that the remains could indeed be those of St. Nicholas himself.
France's biggest rock star, Johnny Hallyday, has died at the age of 74 after a battle with lung cancer. In a career spanning 5 decades, he sold more than 100 million records and headlined 50 major tours. Influenced by the music of Elvis Presley, Johnny Hallyday began his career in 1960, singing rock and roll in French. Known as the French Elvis, he was hugely popular in the Francophone world, but less well known elsewhere. BBC News.